So we put the feelers out for more scripts, and the script of Flame came along. And it was written by a guy called Andrew Birkin. And we took Andrew Birkin and Richard Longcrane, who eventually became the director of the movie. He never directed before. I mean, he's become a big director since. He never directed a movie. So we took him to America on tour because we liked the premise of Flame, but it didn't ring true. There's a lot of people who write stuff about the pop music business. They get it pretty wrong. They get all the cliches in there, but not what the whole thing's really about. And so we took them to the States on tour for 6 weeks. Well, it's supposed to have been 6 weeks. They lasted about 10 days and had to come back suffering from nervous exhaustion, I think. But on the trips between gigs, we were telling them stories, not only about ourselves and our own career, but about other bands' stories, about other bands that we knew. And so they formulated these true stories into Flame. And me particularly, I really wanted to go this way with the film. Whereas there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing with people surrounding the band and within the band that we should make a sort of comedy, Hard Day's Night spoof, speeded up camera work, slapstick type movie, which everybody would expect Slade to do and probably could carry it off quite easily. But I, for one, didn't want to do this at all. I thought we should, you know, get a movie that we could get our teeth into, even though we probably weren't the greatest actors in the world, but it was something character-wise that we could get our teeth into and could make it work, and especially from the music point of view as well. And so that's what we did. I mean, when the movie was finished, the critics were actually fantastic to the film. They all said it was a brilliant film for a group like us to come out of the woodwork, totally make a movie that was totally unexpected. Now, the public didn't know what to make of it. They've shocked the public. There was funny stuff in it, but they couldn't get to grips, especially with the end. It was a very dark film, and it's not really what they wanted to see from Slade.